it's quiet this cloudy, cold winter morning on Lake Weddington, but during the season when the sun's shining, this place is brimming with swimmers, kayakers, and fishermen. The USDA National Forest Service manages a 100-acre lake and park constructed in the 1930s by the Works Progress Administration Conservation Corps. Picnic areas and sturdy log lodges and cabins are scattered about the place, as well as a historic hand-cut stone and wood-framed boat dock. Standing on its pier, looking down into one of the slips, Rhea Whalen points to the water level.
I'm Rhea Whalen. I am the district biologist for the Boston Mountain Ranger District on the Ozark St. Francis National Forest. And we are here at the Lake Weddington boat ramp. Actually, this is the fishing pier. And this is one of the areas that we're going to do some work this winter. We're going to replace this pier because it's becoming dilapidated. And we just opened the gate yesterday, and it's already dropped. The water level has dropped about 2 feet already.
The Forest Service is partially draining this lake in order to fix the docks, but also to eradicate an invasive species of plant that in warm weather covers the surface of the lake.
An aquatic invasive species called yellow floating heart. To my knowledge, it's the only lake in this area that has it. I don't know how it got here. We suspected it could have came in on birds or through a waterway somehow.
So, and what does that plant look like?
It looks a lot kind of similar to, I don't know if you're familiar with native water shield. It's a heart-shaped leaf. It looks like small lily pads to some extent. And originally that's what we thought it was the native water shield. But it took over really quick, and it's a perennial. Rooted perennial. It gets up to, the stalks get 12 feet long, about an inch in diameter. It looks like ropes, and then they just form dense mats. That's one of the main reasons why we're going to draw down the lake. We're hoping that we can freeze out some of those plants.
Hiking to the dam on a narrow mountain trail along the spring-fed lake takes about 20 minutes. The winding path is dense with yellow shortleaf pine, red maple, black cherry, oak, hickory, and ironwood trees. This forested park was in a terrible state in the late 1980s with the old WPA cabins long abandoned. It's when a group of volunteers formed Friends of Lake Weddington and restored them. Along with the Forest Service, the Friends continue to refurbish the buildings and update the facilities. Today, Lake Weddington Recreation Area is on the National Register of Historic Places. It's a wonderful spot. A mile down the trail, the 80-year-old earthen dam rises up out of the forest. A path takes you along the top to where you can barely see the now open spillway through the bramble. Within a week, Lake Weddington will be drained 20 feet. The smelly black muck along the lake's edge will get some much-needed oxygen, which will help chunk it up some and reduce sedimentation. Rhea Whalen said gravel spawning beds will also be spread in shallow areas to encourage fish to breed. But most of all, she hopes the drawdown will help to reduce the invasive yellow floating heart, which sounds beautiful but could potentially choke the life out of this lake. Yellow floating heart also prevents critters like blue heron and raccoon from being able to reach the water in coves like this one.
This cove was completely covered, and this is a pretty popular spot for people to fish, to launch little kayaks and canoes, and they can't do it with all that here. So, you know, our goal is to drop the water where it exposes this whole cove, and hopefully it'll freeze out this winter. The first time we actually noticed the plant was in 2007, the summer of 2007. When we first saw it, I thought it was the native water shield. You know, all lakes, you want aquatic vegetation. 25 to 30% of your lake should be, you know, in some form of vegetation. But within probably 6 months that summer, this weed took over probably 60% of our lake. And we noticed the bloom on this plant. It was yellow. Native water shield has a purple flower, and this one had a yellow flower. We pulled it up, we keyed it out, and found out that it was this non-native invasive species, yellow floating heart. It's very aggressive, and it can take over a lake in, you know, less than a year. So we came out here. We didn't want to use herbicide at first, so we did mechanical treatment where we actually came out with these large water rakes that float on the water. And, you know, myself, our wildlife technician, Job Corps students, and the folks that work here, we all were out here raking this stuff.
Wow.
Raking it, piling it in bags, or burning it. Well, the next probably 6 months later, or actually at the end of the summer, we noticed that the stuff had spread into new little spots. Well, I started researching it and found out that this plant spreads by not only seed and rhizomes, but if you break it off, it starts a new plant. So that was, you know, not a success that year. So the following year, we came in and we tried aquatic herbicide called glyphosate. I think we used Aquanet that year. Came in and sprayed it and really didn't have very much success. You know, we had a little bit of a die-off, but not much. So I did some more research and found out, you know, I kind of felt like we need to treat it like you would water shield or lily pads. So we came back in with the surfactant and it worked. But the problem with it is, you know, it forms the dense mats. It grows out, you know, 15, 20 feet in the water. You can't get through that stuff in a boat. So we have to come through, spray a swath of about 4 feet, let that die, and then come back 3 weeks later and then spray it again. So you just have to just nick at it, and it takes a long time. But we're down to probably about, you know, 1 or 2 acres now of it. So I think as long as we stay aggressive, we can keep it down. I don't think we'll get rid of it, but I think that we'll keep it where people can actually come out here and fish and you know, launch boats and things like that.
So this drawdown will definitely knock back the yellow floating heart. Rhea Whalen said as the lake goes down, submerged things will appear like 50-year-old refrigerators dumped by fishermen years ago to encourage fish habitat. Fresh water impoundments tend to be deficit in underwater reef material. This lake contains red-eared sunfish, largemouth bass, white crappie, channel catfish, bluegill, green sunfish, and lots of frogs. But instead of sinking broken appliances, the Forest Service will sink this winter bundles of this season's Christmas trees as new homes for fish. And winter snowmelt and rain will eventually recharge, fill up the lake back to normal levels. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.